This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we'll hear about a new documentary that explores alternatives to traditional hospital births.
First, though, drug companies are getting criticism for deceptive TV ads. Three of the biggest pharmaceutical companies were forced to defend themselves yesterday before House Democrats.
The Democrats want stronger regulation of these ads. One of them, which is now pulled, sparked the controversy.
It features the inventor of the artificial heart, Dr. Robert Jarvik, promoting the cholesterol drug Lipitor. But Dr. Jarvik, it turns out, is not actually a medical doctor, and Pfizer paid him more than $1 million to be in the ad. Other prominent doctors and researchers are rethinking their relationship with pharmaceutical companies.
Dr. Peter Libby is one of these doctors. He's head of cardiovascular medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Which companies were you accepting money from, and for what?
Well, I work in cardiovascular prevention. And I would say that I've worked with virtually every company that has produced, manufactured, sold, or even thought about producing, manufacturing, or selling any product which could be used in cardiovascular prevention.
So you were very happy for a while to take money from these companies. And what happened? What changed?
What's changed really is the climate. I found that my credibility was really impaired by financial relationships with industry. And so I decided that my platform as a public spokesperson for cardiovascular prevention was more important than the personal remuneration. And so I decided to make a clean break.
Was there something specific that prompted you to make that break?
Well, you know, I worked on a public service documentary series that was aired by PBS. We aired this television series last October. And almost immediately, there were comments in the blogosphere that pointed out that certain of us who had been medical advisors had relationships with industry, and the integrity of the process and the program seemed to be impugned. This was a real wake-up call for me, because I realized no matter how much good you think you're doing and how much time and effort you put into a project which is meant for the public good, that you can be perceived as being biased because of relationships with industry.
You talk about being perceived as being biased. Do you think that you were, in fact, biased by taking money from industry, even if it was just unconsciously?
No, for a number of reasons. One is that I consult for so many companies that I'm not biased towards any particular product, because I have been involved with virtually all of the marketed products. And secondly, I was never susceptible to pressure because I can walk away because I have my own research and clinical portfolio and never had to alter my message for anyone's agenda.
You know, a lot of your colleagues do admit that they are unconsciously affected by maybe not the money per se, but by the close relationship that they have with these companies. They actually like the people that they work with, and that it's a very tough thing to be able to tease out whether or not they are being influenced, even subtly, unconsciously, by these companies.
Well, in fact, when we're in consulting groups with the pharmaceutical industry, we're their severest critics. So, in fact, I think that one of the functions of the high-level consultants to industry is to help them with preserving the public good.
I guess a lot of this public criticism came about because a number of high-profile drugs have been called into question, precisely because the doctors who worked on these trials were paid for, in part, by Big Pharma. Do you think that it has swung too far in the other direction?
No, I think that the academic investigators need to be involved with pharma in order to assure the integrity of trials. And I think some of the lessons that we should learn is that there always should be an academic steering committee that is independent, that controls the trial, that owns the data of trials, even if they're fully sponsored by industry. And where I think we've run into rocky roads is where there have been shortcuts of this fundamental principle of assuring the integrity of trials.
Dr. Libby, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to share my thoughts with you.
That's Dr. Peter Libby. He's head of cardiovascular medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.